Hey, sister, Sister Deb.
Hello, Sister Saints.
Hey, we're here at a park. And
I was just going to say something.
What?
Right when you started the audio, You have to take a picture of this beautiful fountain and put it with this post.
Right, I will. Yeah, we're in like a downtown with a busy area, and there's a little park thing here, and with a fountain. So you might hear that in the background, but
we stopped for lunch and we're going to do some witnessing and got to share that picture with you.
Yeah, so I just thought I would share a little story with you because there's always something to learn from it. Well, mainly myself, but we can all learn by sharing our experiences. So
are you going to edify us, Sister Debbie?
I'm going to try. Well, you're going to help.
All right, I'll help.
So yeah, we talked about it. Maybe you can help me remember if I forget something. But anyway, you know, we're traveling east and southward, you know, because of the weather, it's getting warmer it's getting colder up there, so we're kind of going after the warmer weather.
More people outside.
Yeah, we can't stay up north in the wintertime because there's nobody outside.
We're like God's creatures. We got to migrate.
Right, amen. So anyway, that means where we're headed is a lot more busyness and traffic, and even some of the smaller towns are busy, busy, busy. And we've been blessed with the opportunity throughout the summer to have a lot of slower places and calmer places to be. And that's what we are. We're like country folks, so we really appreciate that. So it's kind of a mindset to get adjusted to more of the busyness. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today. You know, even though we're out here in the world, we have to continuously change our mindset out here, you know. I'm talking about Brother James and I, and refocus ourselves. So today, we came to the downtown area, and there's lots and lots and lots of cars, and it's real small and congested, so there's a lot of stuff going on. And we haven't been feeling the greatest the past few days, but today we're feeling a lot better, and we're like, yeah, let's see what's going on down there, because we haven't been down in this town before. And so we get down here, and I said, well, I'm going to go for a walk and see what's going on. And I walked through the busy part, and I came back, and I said, oh, it's just so busy right there. I just can't focus. I want to go where it's a little quieter. So I showed Brother James the direction I was going to go, and we don't go too far from each other for wisdom and safety and stuff.
Maybe a block or so.
Yeah, so I headed down a little bit quieter street, and as I'm walking there, I was asking the Lord to get my mindset again, you know, because you can be cloudy after not feeling so good, or sometimes you just have to refocus yourself. And as I'm walking, there's construction going on across the street, in case you hear that. As I'm walking, I was like, well, it's pretty quiet here. How am I going to witness to anybody if there's nobody around? I was like, I got to turn around and maybe go through there's not a whole bunch of people, but there's, you never know. And so I turned around, my mind was sharper, I was ready, I was in the spirit, and in my mind I kept thinking, putting on the mind of Christ. And I know we have to do that all the time, but for some reason I was kind of thinking that's kind of how I felt, you know, Christ coming as a servant to lay his life down, whether he liked whatever it was he was doing, you know, like here we are in the busy city, and my flesh, it doesn't like it. But being, walking in the spirit and having the mind of Christ, it's like a switch flipped and I was in it. And so I came back and I asked Brother James, I said, would that be considered that part, putting on the mind of Christ, or what would it be? And he said, well, I don't want to speak for him, because I asked him if he would just share the whole concept of that, and I'll just let him share.
Yeah, so we started talking about that, and there's so many different avenues we could go on, but I wanted to pull up a couple scripture verses. So to me, when I think about that, we were talking about our van as our refuge.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing we have in the world. We sold everything else that we have, so our van is our refuge. And all you saints or seekers that are listening, you probably have a house or an apartment or a room or something that's your refuge. And when you're in your refuge, you feel safe, like kind of spiritually, and you're protected. You're not with the unbelievers or the people of the world. And you can have a certain mindset there, and you should have the mind of Christ. You still got to protect yourself if you're using your phone or whatever, protect your thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
But as soon as you step outside of your safe zone, things kind of change. So I was thinking, like, for your everyday life, when you're in your safe zone, when you're in that area where it's just you, and maybe if you're married to a believer or whatever, 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to be approved. So we always should be studying the scriptures to be approved. We should be living the biblical gospel. Check it out at don'tperish.com. We preach it every day. We preach it all over every page of our website. Mm-hmm. So that's the basics of what we're supposed to be doing. Also, walking in the Spirit, no matter what we do. We should always be walking the Spirit, because remember, our battle is not as we go out in the world with the flesh. Paul says it's with the spirit world,
with the
principalities. And that happens in your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And then Matthew 6:33, or if I didn't say it, Romans 8 talks about walking in the Spirit. And 1 Corinthians 2:16, For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ.
So this
is what Sister Debbie's talking about, is putting on the mind of Christ. And I'm just saying, whether you're alone and in a safe place, or you're going out into the world to shop, or you're going out in the world to witness, you got to maybe pick it up a level to be on guard.
Right.
And Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So we do that every day at all times, right? But here's what I want to get at. So as us living in our camper van, we travel the country, we're in and out of our van 50 times a day, got to be prepared to deal with people. 1 Peter 3:15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason for the hope that is within you in meekness and fear. You got to have the mind. You got to be ready to do that. You got to be walking in the Spirit. You got to be thinking on the gospel. You got to be prepared and trained. You don't just fall into that.
Right.
And so that's something that we need to do when we're going to be around other people. And then also, the last part is when you know you're going to be around other people, unbelieving family, or at a store, or going out witnessing. I love this verse. 1 Peter 1:13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Girding
that.
Up your loins, yeah. That physically, they had tunics on. Yeah, the men all wore tunics. They would tuck their tunic into their belt when they were doing physical labor. I'm sure it was around other men and such. And then that was considered girding up their loins so that they could work. Well, girding up our spiritual loins, I think it means living the life, knowing the gospel, preaching the gospel, walking in the Spirit, putting on the mind of Christ, no matter where we are, whether we're in a safe zone, whether we're out in the world. And I think that's what Sister Debbie was keying on, and she kind of experienced today. She left the van. It was really peaceful. We were both feeling better. We've had some cloudy heads because of some sinus and colds the last few days. Now our heads are clear, and I think she was thinking, oh, I just want to be out here and just be in peace. And she saw these people.
Yeah.
And her nature wants to witness, so there's those two battles of, well, and Jesus had this too. Let's talk about this. Jesus had the desire to be alone with the Father in the wilderness and be at peace. We call it, the world calls it recreation. It's really recreating yourself.
Right.
It's the same word.
Right.
We like to recreate ourselves. If our flesh had its way, we'd still be sitting on our homestead in Missouri and never would have sold it.
Thank you. That's exactly the battle that goes on.
Yeah.
We would rather not deal with
right.
all that. And just
yeah,
that's what our flesh says.
I don't want to
We'd
be
rather
sitting,
just go back somewhere.
I don't want to be sitting in traffic or sitting in a city or
oh,
being
right.
around 100 people listening to me preach. My flesh doesn't want to do that. But when I gird up my mind, gird up my loins, when I walk in the Spirit, when I decide this is what God's called me to do, when I know it's for His glory, that's when I have to put all these things on, and we go forth and
yes.
we do it for the kingdom of God.
Yeah, you said it well. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
So both places, when you're in your private place or in the world, you have to have the mind of Christ. But I would say when you're ready to go out in the world, you got to pick it up a notch. And be ready, because you might run into police. You might run into antagonists. You might run into haters. You just have to be ready to love them, live the gospel, preach the gospel, and then a lot of times walk away as well. But be in control and not in the flesh.
Right. And this is perfect, because you kind of rounded it up to where I was going to go with a scripture verse to talk about how do you get yourself ready, because
sometimes... Can I say one last thing real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Don't lose your thought. Most important, never, 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 never operate in fear. Fear of the Lord, yes, reverence to the Lord, but don't operate in fear of, like, I'm afraid to go out there, I'm afraid to do this. Fear will cripple you.
Right, and that kind of goes along with what I was
unsounded
talking about.
Unsounded fear.
Yeah, yeah, kind of getting yourself ready, because
Amen.
We're out here all the time, and we're always doing this, and it can be overwhelming at times. Our flesh may get tired of it, and you really got to dig deep to go, why are we here, and what is our purpose here
yeah.
as saints of God? Sisters, daughters of Christ, or daughters of the Lord, and
as most of the world hates the gospel.
Yeah, we're godly, holy women wanting to go serve Him. What is our reason here? And there's many reasons, but to focus on being able to shine our light and share the gospel. I stop to remember what Christ has done and
Amen.
The servanthood that He did to us. And Ephesians, well, there's a whole bunch, but right now I was just going to read Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. Be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us and hath given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior.
Amen.
Or Savior.
Yeah.
So we are here to do what Christ did, too. He He gave himself.
He's our example.
Yeah, to show us the way, and we're here to show other people the way. So why would we not want to follow his examples and draw strength from that? You know, when you get overwhelmed and you're tired and you're like, oh, I got to go into all that busy world again. And you're like, I just want to do my business and get back out. Well, why are we here? We're not here to just do our business and get back out.
Right.
That's an
Amen.
Opportunity for us to be out.
Kill your flesh.
Yeah.
Rise up.
Right.
Rise up, you child of God.
Right, right. Yeah. And, oh, yeah, as you say that, here's another one. Endure hardness as a good soldier.
Yeah, and if you think about it, we're only here for a short time compared to eternity.
Right, right.
And what you have is the precious gift of life within you and in your mind and in your heart and in your knowledge. To not want to give it away, definitely is sinful. To be afraid to give it away, definitely is sinful.
Like hiding it.
Yeah, and to always hide. Now, there are times to hide. There are times after we witness, Sister Debbie and I go, we can't wait to go find a piece of wood somewhere where nobody's around and just sit and restore. Oh, absolutely. Jesus did it. Paul did it. But not living in the pattern of that. And I always like to tell people this, pouring yourself out for others and then go back, refill yourself up. However you do that, in your room, in your house, studying, prayer, fellowshipping with other believers, and then get filled up and then go pour out again and then fill up. And it's a constant refreshing, pouring out and filling up as we're sitting by a water fountain.
Yeah,
getting wet as the wind's blowing.
Even though the world is around, yeah, when the wind blows, it blows water on us.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a constant pouring out and refilling up, walking in the mind of Christ. And I think that's what you did. You were, you kind of felt run down. We both did the last couple of days. Now we get filled back up and we're ready to pour out again. Good timing too, because we're going out this weekend to a festival to preach.
Right. And I mainly wanted to share this as well so people know that Brother James and I have to work through all these things also, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We may be strong
it's
in doing this
for many
years.
It's a daily battle.
Oh, it is. Yeah, so maybe that would give you encouragement if you're looking at your life and you're like, why is it I struggle, you know, sometimes when it comes to witnessing or shining my light or, you know, pushing forth in some of those busy areas or whatever it is. You know, you're not alone. We all have these battles to different degrees.
Yeah, quitting is always the easy thing.
Yeah.
But the easy thing is not the godly thing.
Right.
The godly thing is to push on for the glory of God, for others around us, and realize we're just a tool and a servant.
Yeah, we're
That's
a vessel
all.
To be used
Amen.
For, to be zealous for good works. I
Amen.
Love that.
Be a
yeah,
vessel
praise
of
God.
Honor.
Amen.
Strive to be a vessel of honor. Hopefully that encouraged you.
Yeah, all right. Well, yeah, hopefully that blessed some of you, and yeah, let us know how we can help you. We're here.
Amen.
And we're online every day, Lord willing, that he gives us breath for the day and the
traveling.
Internet's still up for us to share.
Yep, traveling, preaching the gospel. Let us know how we can encourage you in the faith.
Amen. Praise God. We love you all.
God be praised.